Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 199 of Beyond the Supernatural. We're in the Skill Descriptions section. We're in the Espionage category. This is where spy movie shit intersects with the usual horror movie shit of Beyond the Supernatural. And today I want to discuss a classic of spy shit, interrogation. This skill is for tying people up in a chair and doing bad things to them until they tell you something, often something plot necessary if your GM is a sicko who wants to see you take the pliers to somebody. It doesn't have to be violent. It covers a whole spectrum of methods. Quote, this includes such methods as good cop, bad cop. One interrogator is threatening and intimidating, the other is sympathetic and friendly, deceiving and misleading the subject into giving away information, and similar methods. It goes on to say, quote, this skill also includes some basic knowledge on methods of torture, from basic tactics like depriving the subject of sleep to the old, quote, medieval instruments and drugs. Note, only evil characters will routinely or callously engage in torture. So, important note there, good people don't make a habit of torture. And if they do torture, they feel real bad about it. They might write you a note afterward. You know, as you're getting your things together, leaving your torture session, you might find a post-it note on your personal effects with a note from the torturer, hey, dash, sorry about all that, frowny face, have a good day, heart, Kendra. Kendra's a good person. You can tell because she feels compelled to use emojis when writing notes in the actual physical world. She's fun, and she's a good person. However, don't think that just because you are a bad person who tortures people callously, or a good person who tortures people but feels just awful about it, that you are guaranteed to get information the GM does not want you to get, especially from monsters. Quote, this skill will not work on many supernatural beings, particularly those impervious to pain or who quickly bioregenerate physical damage, not to mention those who enjoy being tortured. And then you've got a base skill of 30%, an advancement rate of 5% per level, and a minus 20% to interrogate supernatural creatures. So, here's the problem. We gotta have the interrogation skill in our role-playing game, and that interrogation skill has to include torture because we don't want people to think that we're naive. This is not a silly game for children. This is a game about grown men with stubbly beards in trench coats using their telekinesis to hurl gremlins out of windows. Torture exists, it's a fact of life. But at the same time that we want to be grim and gritty and real, we want a certain degree of verisimilitude, we don't want people tying up the bad guys, the monsters in this game, and torturing them and getting all the information that's going to blow our carefully constructed plot. Therefore, the author makes a number of excuses for why this won't work. Number one, some monsters are immune to pain. Number two, some monsters regenerate so quickly that, I guess they're able to rationalize. Certainly fear of permanent injury or mutilation is a part of how torture works, but also, I would think that if you're a creature who can regenerate from almost anything, it would be scary to be captured by someone who can inflict pain on you and not have any fear of killing you, so they can do whatever they want to you and still have a chance of getting the information. I would think that would be terrifying, but for whatever reason, monsters who can regenerate just laugh off torture. But those excuses don't cover every monster. There are lots of monsters who can feel pain and don't regenerate. So there's a third excuse, which is, hey, some monsters, guess what? In this grim, dirty world, some monsters, they like it when you torture them. Yeah, they're pure evil. They're masochists. They're real weirdos. They're just big, evil weirdos. And when you try to work them over with the brass knucks and get information out of them, they just get a weird, evil boner. So therefore, you can't have your clue, right? Might as well let the monster go. Sorry guys, this one likes torture. The more I ply him for answers, the larger his scaly erection grows. I'm happy to give it another go, but honestly, if I keep working on this abomination, he's gonna finish and who knows what could happen. Maybe fire comes out of it. I don't know. Let's let this motherfucker go take care of his business in peace somewhere else and pursue more conventional means of investigation. So once again, the player character is foiled and the GM reigns supreme, right? Wrong. Wrong. Because of the age that we live in. The golden age of monster fucking. If you're hanging out with the cool kids in tabletop roleplaying on Twitter, you'll know the age of monster killing is over. D&D is over. Dungeon crawls are over. Dragon slaying is over. Killing monsters is passé. Everybody's done it a million times. We fuck monsters now. And not just the low-hanging fruit. I'm not talking about your succubus and incubus. I'm not talking about your sexy drow. I'm talking about the hard stuff. Mind flayer? fuck it. Aboleth, fuck it. Beholder, hey, be careful. It is canonically full of buoyant gas, but gently fuck it. That's the way that we roll in 2020 in role-playing games. And what that means is the author has really been hoisted by his own evil erection here, because what he's given us is not really an obstacle, but a gift. If demons love torture, let's give it to them. You know what? Let's turn it around on the succubus. How many years have dumbass fighters and barbarians been getting hoodwinked by seductive succubi? Now we have this little tidbit. They love to be tortured. All right. Let's take out the riding crop. Let's give them what they want. It's hard to do. You have a minus 20% because their standards are so high. I mean, look, in hell, confident, forceful tops are everywhere, right? It's almost like, who's in hell here? But theology aside, their standards are high, but a human who can do it, a human who can overcome that penalty and give demons the torment they crave, can get not only information, but also potentially an ally, make a permanent contact, even a friend, develop a relationship, not to mention just the natural charms of like a succubus. Consider all that a succubus has been shown to be capable of over the history of role-playing games, and then consider that in all those scenarios, essentially, the succubus was performing these erotic feats upon unhygienic members of boring melee classes whom she found to be gross, right? She was at work. For somebody she's into, the rewards here could be great. So the dumbest thing on this page, I think, is the clumsy attempt to block the player character by saying, oh, you can't torture the information out of a demon. Demons like it when you hurt them. That's dumb, but the joke is on the author, who did not and could not have realized how horny the tabletop role-playing game subculture would become. We're not trying to kill these monsters, we're trying to fuck these monsters. And if they like torture, that's just one more tool in the tool belt, perhaps literally, that we can use to win at role-playing the sexy way. And you know what? It's not even out of character. It's not even out of genre. James Bond never fought a demon. But you know what James Bond would do with a demon lady? The same thing he does to every lady. You know it's true. So if I'm playing James Bond in Beyond the Supernatural, I've got the espionage agent occupation, I've got all these espionage skills, I don't see how it can end but me fucking a demon lady, honestly. So at some point, you got to give in to the spy movie tropes and let it happen. Speaking of embracing the tropes of problematic film genres, join me next time when we discuss Genuine Cowboys on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.